So yesterday we were talking about different kinds of medicines and mentioned also about garlic. There was a discussion about that. So I have to mention that in Chulavaga Pali, the Buddha actually initially prohibited monks to eat garlic. So and I will tell the reason why.
昨天我们昨天讨论的就是有关几种不同的药，那个分类。然后我们昨天有些讨论，最后讨论一下大蒜。而那个大蒜这个东西，大蒜这个东西，在佛陀一开始是禁止比丘使用大蒜，然后就原因这样回答一下。So
there was a time when the Buddha was giving a Dhamma talk, and then one monk, because he has eaten garlic, he had so bad smell in his mouth. So he went in the corner of the hall to listen, far away from other monks, to listen to Dhamma talk.
然后他说那个，有一次佛陀给大家开示，然后有一个比丘因为吃了那个大蒜，然后所以很强烈的口臭，所以在听开示的时候，他又躲到角落里边，然后跟大家那个拉开一定距离。
So and then the Buddha asked him why you are far away and so forth from others, and he told the reason, because I've been eating garlic and I have a bad smell in my mouth.
然后佛陀问他，佛陀看到这个比丘离得很远，然后就问他，你说你为什么听这事离这么远呢？然后这个比丘说，因为我吃大蒜了，然后这里边的口臭。It
seems that other monks they could not be at the bed smell, and they told him go away. And ultimately he had to go himself away. Actually, it is that other monks may pressurize him.
他说那个，他说这个，他说之所以他要走很远，实际上是就是因为现在其他比丘不能容忍他，他就嘴里边那个口臭，然后那种对世界压力，然后他听开始离他远一点。
So then, and this is what the Buddha told. Is it suitable to eat something like that, in order to prevent one's listening to the Dhamma? Some like, I don't know, he gives some explanation like that. And he told monks, I prohibit you to eat garlic.
他说，然后这个时候佛陀又说，然后那个，吃这样的东西合适吗？他说那个最后最后最后导致导致导致导致导致导致导致导致导致导致导致导致导致导致导致导致导致导致导致导致导致导致导致导致导致导致导致导致导致导致导致导致导致导致导致导致导致导致导致导致导致导致导致导致导致导致导致导致导致导致导致导致导致导致导致导致导致导致导致导致导致导致导致导致导致导致导致导致导致导致导致导致导致导致导致导致导致导致导致导致导致导致导致导致导致导致导致导致导致导致导致导致导致导致导致导致导致导致导致导致导致导致导致导致导致导致导致导致导致导致导致导致导致导致导致导致导致导致导致导致导致导致导致导致导致导致导致导致导致导致导致导致导致导致导致导致导致导致导致导致导致导致导致导致导致导致导致导致导致导致导致导致导致导致导致导致导致导致导致导致导致导致导致导致导致导致导致导致
净咖喱。And then he was so severe, then Mogalan asked him, what is this which can heal the pain? And when Sariputta told, those days I used to eat garlic and get rid of this pain. Now the Buddha prohibited garlic, I can't get it. And the Moggallana, I think when Moggallana mentioned this to the Buddha, and the Buddha allowed for abada. Abada means for any sickness, and so especially stomach pain like that, to consume garlic.
但是后来那个释迦牟尼佛尊者得了严重的胃痛，然后这个摩羯连尊者看完，然后问他说，有没有什么东西可以治疗你这个胃痛？然后释迦牟尼佛尊者说，以前我吃蒜，然后吃蒜好像缓解我这个胃痛，但是现在佛陀制定了戒，不让吃蒜，所以我现在得不到大蒜。然后那个摩羯连尊者就把这件事情告诉佛陀，然后佛陀说，从今以后住比库，我。 我允许病人那个使用大餐。
So then, that was the reason, the prohibition was the reason because of the bad smell. Okay? Now, here now, Yani, many monks, if you go close to him to talk, that's called, that time they get the bad smell coming of the mouth, too strong. And if you are in close environment, like if you travel with a van, for example, then, so the whole van has a bad smell of garlic.
他说那个，他说当时，但是他说，佛陀禁止比丘使用那个使用大餐，就是因为他吃完大餐之后有口臭，然后但是现在，在楼上，你也有些比丘，如果你一靠近和他那个谈话，靠近和他谈话的话，你会闻到有些人的口臭，然后有些人一块儿跟他做面包车的话，你会发现整个面包车都是那个大餐臭味。
Therefore, now we have to understand from these two stories how the Buddha prohibited and for what reason he allowed garlic. So, to use garlic as long as you know that there is some sickness in me, especially sicknesses now which apply what garlic can heal. Other sicknesses, garlic can't heal. It can, second sickness you take. For example, stomach pain or rheumatic pains like that in the body. So that is good time to take garlic. Then you don't fall into dukkha offense. Other times, of course, just for pleasure, so because of frying the garlic, which actually fried it is, the whole quality gets destroyed anyhow. So there are not good reasons to take garlic.
从这两个故事，我们应该看到，就是佛陀当时为什么禁止大餐，然后后来又为什么允许大餐呢？所以说，然后从如果你理解这样的事儿的话，就是我们那个使用大餐的时候，就是应该是应该是有一定的因缘的。这个因缘就是说，你身体上有一些毛病，就是吃大餐，就是对症疾病有效。比方说胃痛之类的这样的病。然后如果但是其他一些病，可能你使用大餐有不一定有什么效果。 然后你，但是如果你使用它仅仅是为了乐趣和享受的话，那个是它不合格。
Okay, that is one point. The second point I want to mention is now regarding these determinations, determination of sataha kalika, yava jivika, etc. medicines.
下面我们讲一件事情，就是有关这个七日药和终身药这不同种药的那个决议。
So now, if you receive tea leaves or coffee like that, which is yavajivika, lifelong medicine, and then after some time you change your mind, you think I want to consume with sugar because it is too bitter. To consume only tea leaves and so forth, coffee. If you change your mind, you can give it to a samanera. Okay, give it to a samanera and tell him to put it in a place, in some place and so forth, to put on the table or somewhere on the cupboard. And then next day, you receive it again and start using it with sugar. Okay. Therefore, you can get the reoffered on the following day and start using now, make new determination and use it. Because one day is past now. One day, as called, during the dawn time, it was not under your possession. So then after you get it on the following day in your possession, you make a new determination. So then you mix it with sugar.
然后那个，我收到一个终身药，比方说茶叶、咖啡这样的东西。然后你一开始觉得是可能不，觉得终身药。然后后来你可能觉得这东西太苦了，然后改变自己心意，然后想把这东西喝汤，滚在一起喝。那这个时候呢，你想改变自己觉得的话，你可以先把这东西交给上半人家，然后上半人家把它放在一个地方，然后你知道这个地方在哪。然后第二天冰箱过了以后，你会找上半人家重新把这东西收一下。
The same with butter, for example. Now you got butter and you use it for about 5 days and you think, I don't need this butter anymore. But it's not good for me to throw it away. So then you can give it to someone else. So tell him where to put that butter. And then on the following day, you receive it again. And then you can consume it with food, if you like, up to 12 o'clock in noon. Okay, you can usually, what is left over, you can consume this food on the following day.
比方说黄油，然后如果说黄油你一开始把鸡肉吃掉了，然后那个第二天把这东西冲熟，然后就是冲熟以后你也把黄油当成食物，然后冲熟之后你可以把黄油这些鱼食物，然后再过5天都可以把这个黄油食物混到一起吃。In
that case, now you have to, on dawn time, during the dawn time, you have to give it up from your possession. So then the patikahana, the original patikahana receiving breaks now. Breaks, and also the day breaks in the dawn time. So therefore now it is not in your possession on the following day. You can receive it again and use it as food if you like. Butter or ghee or sugar or honey, what is left over. So then, but the time limit is up to 12 o'clock. Then before 12 o'clock we have to give it up again if it is something left over.
就是说为什么要重生呢？就是说因为什么要上上上上上上面来重生的话，这个被破掉，然后等他那上面来把这个就是春秋给你的时候，然后就可以重新重新重新重新重新重新重新重新重新重新重新重新重新重新重新重新重新重新重新重新重新重新重新重新重新重新重新重新重新重新重新重新重新重新重新重新重新重新重新重新重新重新重新重新重新重新重新重新重新重新重新重新重新重新重新重新重新重新重新重新重新重新重新重新重新重新重新重新重新重新重新重新重新重新重新重新重新重新重新重新重新重新重新重新重新重新重新重新重新重新重新重新重新重新重新重新重新重新重新重新重新重新重新重新重新重新重新重新重新重新重新重新重新重新重新重新重新重新重新重新重新重新重新重新重新重新重新重新重新重新重新重新重新重新重新重新重新重新重新重新重新重新重新重新重新重新重新重新重新重新重新重新重新重新重新重新
So now regarding Yama Kalika fruit juice. So then and he asked some question yesterday about these things, about fruit juices. So we can cover that question today, you know, also about Yama Kalika.
所以有人问了一下有关于日月的问题，然后我们今天我们讲一下日月。
Now the Buddha allowed fruit juices to be consumed in the afternoon, so as refreshment. And the reason is thus to quench the thirst, not to satisfy one's appetite, one's hunger. It's just for thirst.
然后他说那个。 佛陀是一日要在下午服用，它是不是这种饮料？然后主要目的是为了解渴，而不是为了充饥。So
now these fruit juices are acquired from small fruits like mango or grapes or what's called rose apple, something like that, and whatever, bananas, small bananas. So, and from the description we have, these small fruits actually are the small ones, they're called Buddha Kapalas.
Then, 如法的果汁一般是那种体积比较小的水果做的，然后比方说那个葡萄，然后芒果、香蕉，还有那种葡萄，就是四川那种葡萄，然后这些水果跟那个绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿
the mango fruit,
mm-hmm.
it should be like the fist,
mm-hmm.
okay?
Mm-hmm.
The size of the fruits.
Mm-hmm.
The maximum is fists.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore now under that it's called category, also oranges, apples and so forth also fall under the category.
它是那个一般来说这种水果这些小果大小是不应该超过那个拳头的大小，但是那个大小，所以说比方说橘子苹果这些水果都是属于小果。
So now mangoes in the Buddha's time they were small size mangoes. Nowadays because they fertilizers, insecticides and so forth, they are quite large mangoes. But even then, if you remove the seed, you take only the flesh, you can get one fist at least of flesh only. You can't get much more.
他说那个芒果这种水果在佛陀山是个头很小的，然后现在因为有农药有化肥这些东西，芒果会长很大。但是即便是现在这种很大的芒果，如果你把芒果里边种的去掉，只看它果肉的话，其实那果肉可能也就一个拳头那么大。
Same with bananas. The Buddha's time, in ancient time at least, the size of bananas was small. They are not so big like today. Because people now, they find a different way how to cultivate bananas and so forth. They can actually put fertilizers, a lot of water, irrigation and so forth, insecticide to protect from insects and other creatures, birds. So the banana can grow very long. But if you take the banana flesh and squish it at one, it is almost one fist. It can be long, but if you push it together, it is about one fist.
它是像香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香香
The commandant tells that mahapala, big fruits are not allowed, like papaya, and watermelon, and melon, and coconut, king coconut. All these fruits are not allowed because they are called mahapala, these large fruits.
然后根据地上有的就是如法的果这种小果，然后大果，比如说那个木瓜、西瓜、冬瓜、椰子，还有那个金椰，这些果子都属于大果，而不是如法。So
now, in order to make fruit juices from small fruits, usually in the afternoon, monks can't touch these fruits. Okay. This has to be done by samanara. A samanara has to take this fruit, or a layman has to take this fruit and cut it to pieces and so forth, and squeeze. If it is mango, for example, put it to, the pieces into a strainer, and then put some water and squeeze it, squeeze it, squeeze it, and the juice comes out.
然后一般来说对比库存，这个就是说，下面想怎么从小果里边制作果汁，然后对比库来说，一般来说下午他是不能摸这些果子，所以说制作果汁这件事要上面人家或者居士去干。然后他们首先把这那个是说给陷害，然后用用用来榨汁。然后比如说是芒果的话，他就他用芒果切成那个条片，然后那个然后几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几几 Vedic Ayurveda, which is general.
So, in the same way, grapes, bananas, you chop into pieces, put into the strainer, and so forth, put water and pour and squeeze, and so forth, till you get only the juice coming out, and the rest you have to throw away. The Svayasamana has to throw away. So that no pieces will fall into the cup, into the juice. Means pieces of banana, or mango, grapes and so forth should not be be there in the cup when the juice is.
然后其他也是过，比方说葡萄香蕉的话，如果你要制作果汁的话，过程也基本上一样，你先把它切成片，然后过滤，然后最后那个绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿绿 然后他就说他那个，然后那个他说也就剩下那个果肉应该把它扔掉。然后他说那个尤其应该注意，就是过去的时候不应该让那个果肉掉到果实里边。
So now another thing is now if someone else wants to put sugar and salt and so to make more tasty, that is also okay. But if the bhikkhu himself has already sugar with him, which is he got offered a satahagalika, and after he receives the fruit juice, and he puts his own sugar inside, he puts his own salt in, that sugar, that salt also become yamakalika.
他说，然后那个上半年呢，他说如果为了让这果实变得更加美味的话，他可以自己往里面加盐，再加糖。但是注意一点，就是说，若是这个比库他自己有糖的话，然后他已经把这糖就一为弃之掉了。然后这个比库接受这个果实，然后自己就一为弃之掉糖，放到果实里的话，那他自己用的这个糖和盐也会变成那个一味药。
Therefore, you must be careful if you receive these fruit juices.So if you have sugar yourself and so forth, or salt, like that, these items, if you want to mix them together, you can mix, but you must know that the time limit expires before dawn of sataha kalika things, or honey, whatever and so forth. Then you have to relinquish this before dawn, and then you can get them offered on the following day.
Oh.所以说，比如说如果接受的果实，然后想用自己储存那个盐和糖和那个果实粉的话，你也可以这样做。但是你必须知道，你这样做以后，就是你用那个食盐和糖已经变成那个一日药。然后这样的话，你就必须在这个当天的冥想之前把它舍掉。然后到了第二天，然后再让人给你承受。
If you don't drink this, it is dukkha to consume the following day because you consume something which.Time limit expired.
然后如果说你不在第二天之前把它舍掉，然后还继续使用的话，那就会犯恶作。
Now the commentator tells that if a mango fruit is still not fully ripe, so one can take it and put into water.Chop it and put it in water and heat it in the sun, so that the pulp can become more soft by the sun heat.
他说那个，医书里边说，如果是那个芒果还不是很熟的话，比库可以把它放到水里边，然后把它放到阳光下面加热。然后就是那个，然后那个在阳光之下下面这样加热之后，它那个果肉会变软。
But this mango fruit should not be boiled. And then take the juice of it. That is not allowed. This juice is regarded as food. If it is boiled.
但是不应该去煮这个芒果，然后从这个芒果里边榨果汁。然后如果是煮了这个芒果，然后再从里边榨果汁的话，这样得到的果汁变成是食物。
So now we have now here and sometimes bottles arrive from the manufacture fruit juices now. So then most of these fruit juices, what the factories do.As far as I learned read some literature about that, it is that they have to be heated in high temperatures so that bacteria can be killed. I mean, the fruit juice itself has to be heated. So, and that is almost boiled. They boil it in such a way so that no bacteria, as called carrymen, then is always pasteurized.Pasteurized or ultra heat treatment, they put ultra heat treatment. So to kill the bacteria so that they can keep it for a long time, to preserve it for a long time, 1 year, 2 years. So therefore now this is questionable now whether this fruit juice can be used because they are overheated.
董事长，然后现在我们就是说在外面那个收到这种那种商品包装那种。果汁， 就不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不然后这个高温灭菌，这种高温灭菌处理可以说跟煮差不多，差不了太多。所以说，就是说这种果汁能不能当夜分药来使用？当一日药来使用，还是值得怀疑。
So then, this is now natural fruit juice. If you, for example, take strain mango juice, and you keep it for 1 day, 2 days.Then you can't drink it, you can't keep it for long. It gets fermented, and then you can, acidity builds up, and bacteria, that's called, even if you close it, after you open it, you can see that the bad smell is so strong, you can't drink it, even if you keep it 1-2 days. But these fruit juices, which come in bottles from the factory, you can keep it for 2 years. How is that possible?What they do is actually they kill all the bacteria inside by overheating it. So, and this is how they can preserve it in bottles.
然后他说这个，就我们这自己制作那种天然果汁，就是用过滤器自己制作那种天然果汁，一般来说只能储存一天或一天到两天，然后。如果是超过一天到两天的话，它就会，就是或者超过一天到两天，它就会那个发酵，然后里边产生很多酸。然后你那个如果你得打开那个瓶盖，过两天之后你打开那个瓶盖，你可能闻到是很强烈的臭味。就那个，然后就是，但是如果说外面那种上面的话，已经包装好的果汁的话，它可以储存一年到两年都没有问题。然后这为什么会这样？因为他们已经做了那个。
Some companies also put on the table no preservatives. No preservatives means you don't put any chemicals, as called, to preserve it for a long time so that no fermentation takes place. So therefore, that means they have overheated it so much, so there is no way that.These fruit juice can ferment because there are no bacteria at all, insects, and they keep it for 2 years.
然后那个有些厂商呢，他自作包装好的果实，他那个特意显然不含防腐剂。他说这种不含防腐剂是为什么他们不含防腐剂？不含防腐剂就是他们的高温处理是非常之高的高温，就是把所有的里边那些微生物都给杀死了，所以说他不需要防腐剂，也可以保存很长时间。
Now, during overheating, many vitamins get destroyed. In order to, to replace the vitamins, they put vitamin pills, vitamin tablets inside, they dissolve it, so, and then after overheating it, so then they sell it. And they will tell also enriched, that's called, rich in vitamins.
然后他那个他这样，因为你在高温加热过程中，那个我这边本来还很多的那个维生素在高温过程中，这个维生素很容易被破坏掉。然后那个然后这个厂商呢，就是在这个果汁进行高温加热以后呢，他又把那个果他往果这边加那个维生素片，然后呢再加了维生素片以后呢，然后再把果汁包装好，又在包装上写上本果汁富含维生素，是这样。
So in that case now, because this is a very disputable area, whether it is allowable to drink in the afternoon or not. If you like, you can drink this fruit juice in the morning, and avoid drinking them in the afternoon.
因为这种果实就是说，到底能不能在就是说这种外面已经包装好的这种果实，能不能下果是非常有争议的。所以说，如果你喜欢喝这种果实的话，最好是在那个上午喝，而不要在下午喝。
So now this is about Yamaka liquors. Other fruits, as I told now, which people sometimes offer, they make fruit juice from papaya, from watermelon, and coconut kink, it's called juice. These are because they come from Mahapalas, the large fruits who usually don't accept.
然后有些人们可能下午给你供养那个木瓜汁，或者那个 西瓜汁或者那个椰子汁，然后这个因为这些果汁是它是来自那种大果子，所以说一般人下午我们不接受这个。
Pineapple also included, and also mixed fruits.、No. For example, they put mango, but they put also pineapple, or they put papaya also.
Okay.
That's called. That is also not allowed.
还有就是那个菠萝汁，然后在下午是不能接受。还有一些混合果汁，然后在混合的时候，它可能里边可能有芒果汁，但是也有木瓜或者菠萝。然后这种果汁也是在下午能接受。
Okay, now regarding Java Jivika things.Now the Buddha allowed many, many, many Yava Jivika items. There is almost no end. They are limitless.Things which can be regarded as Yava Jivika.
他说那个佛陀允许了很多很多种那个众生样，即可以说无穷多种，然后就是说那个众生样。
So now all these Yava Jivikas are classified into certain categories depending on the source.If the source is from fruits, we tell it, they call them medicinal fruits. Okay. If the source is leaves, they call them medicinal leaves. If the source is roots, we call them medicinal roots, and so forth.
然后这些那个，所有这些众生样，我们可以根据它来源来进行分类。比方说有些众生样它是来自水果，然后这样是我们称为药用水果。然后如果这种来自树叶的话，我们称之为药用叶。然后这种如果来自根的话，我们称之为药用根。
So now let's see root medicines. Okay. Now here the Gelambasa sala, Gelambasa hall.If you go inside, you can find root medicines. What are these? Ginger. Okay? So, that is very common root medicine. This is lifelong. Okay.
然后
Turmeric, this is, you can get the root or get in the powder also, the form of powder.
还有一种就是姜黄，然后你可以，它可以是姜黄根的形式出现，也可以是姜黄粉的形式出现。
So then in China you have ginseng, okay?
然后在中国你还有人参。
So this is also, now in India there was no ginseng in the Buddha's time, but we take it,According to this classification, that we investigate, okay, this is root. Has medicinal properties? Yes. Do the people eat it like for lunch, for breakfast, like that, like other vegetables? No, they don't eat it. They do it for medicinal purposes. And the Chinese medicine is used in Chinese medicine, so Chinese doctors use it. Therefore, if we take these criterions,You can also classify ginseng under root medicines. Okay? Then root medicines could belong to the Yava Jivika.
然后他说那个，当然在那个佛陀时代，印度是没有人参这种东西的。然后我们为什么把那个人参判定为根药呢？就是因为第一，人参它是一种根儿。第二，它有一定药用价值。然后第三。人不会像那个就是食用一般的蔬菜一样就食用那个人参。然后第四就是那个医生看那个药，就是中国那个中医医生，他看那个开处方的时候，他会在药里边加人参，然后那个目的他有一定药用作用， 然后就以上几个原因呢，我们就把那个人参放到这个根药这个分类下面，然后根药属于终身药，所以那个人参也是终身药。
The same way now, from country to country, you can find different roots, which people don't take it for food. They take it to heal some sickness. If they get a fever, they get cold, they use different roots and so forth, which they go and usually you can find in their own pharmacies. Like for example, we got different parts of Africa, in Russia, in Indonesia, some other parts in South America, Central America. You can find different roots which people find in the forests, and they take them and they use it for to make medicine of that. So, but they don't use for food. These medicines also, who can regard these root medicines? We can classify them as Java Jivika, as lifelong medicines.
然后如果你去其他国家，比方说非洲、俄罗斯、印尼、中美、南美这些国家，然后你发现那地方人们，他们也会在丛林里面采集一些根，但是他们一般来说，他们采集这些根并不是为了食用，而是为了治病。然后像这样的根呢，就是说像这样一些植物的根呢，我们也可以把它当成根药。
Therefore, the criterion is here that there is a root, but people don't use it for food. They use it for medicine. Now, for example, carrot is a root. Okay, potato is a root. But people never use it to heal any sickness. They usually eat it. Okay. But these root medicines, they use it for medicine. They don't eat it. In that case, now we can classify them as Java Jivika. Because people don't eat these things. They don't consume it usually. They can put it with food also. But they have the strong medicinal properties more prominent, so that even doctors use it. If doctors use it, we must understand that, yes, it can classify this Java Jivika medicine.
他说，然后，所以说判断根药标准就是第一，它是个根；第二就是它一般来说是不做食用，而是做药用的。所以说，比方说其他一些根，比方说胡萝卜、土豆，然后这东西它也是根，但是他们一般来说可以当食物来吃。但是所以这两种东西就不能当成根药。然后还要注意就是有一些根药呢，就是它可以它有的时候人们做菜的时候，它会把某一些根药跟食物混合在一起做。但是我们要知道，就是说虽然他们可以跟食物混合在一起。但是他们的药用作用是如此之显著，以至于医生经常在药方里边使用它们，所以像这样的东西，就是即使它可以在那个跟食物混合在一起那个吃，我们也不称之为根药。
So now these medicines have no protein, are protein free. That's why people they don't use for food, because they don't get any nourishment, any energy by them. But sometimes they might use it as a condiment to make food more tasty.They put ginger in the food, for example, to make more tasty. Or they put turmeric powder to make it more tasty, or to have some flour, like that. So, that is different thing, but they don't treat it for nourishment. It's just to make a new flour, to put some, to make the food more tasty, or more healthy, whatever, so that. So, that doesn't count.But usually these medicinal roots, they have no protein, and people know it. They can't get any energy from that.
所以说我们比较知道，就是根药基本上是富含蛋白质的。所以说一般来说，就是说那个就是这些人们不会把这根药当成滋养身体食物来那个食用。但是这并不意味他们这些根药不可以把它当成调料来使用。比方说姜和姜黄，这两个都是根药，但是在食物里面，他们基本上调料。然后目的可能有两种，一种是为了那个调整食物的口味，然后再有人让食物变成更健康，但是它本身它不是，但是人们在食物里放这种根药，一般不是为了让它，那就是利用这根药里边蛋白质让它滋养身体。
So the same way with the leaf medicines, there are certain leaves of trees or flowers, so forth. If the doctors take it.And they can make different medicines out of that. Okay, now for cough, for example, there are some leaves, if you take them, take the juice of that, mix it with something like that, then it is good for cough. Okay? So, this can be regarded as medicinal leaves. which people usually don't take for food. They take it to heal some sickness.
然后那个叶药也是同样的道理，然后就是很多植物叶子，就是人们一般不是当食用的，而是用来治病，比方说很多时候很多叶子可以拿来治咳嗽。然后这样，像这样的叶子，我们就把称为叶药。
So,
what do you mean?
There was one Malaysian samanera here. He used to distribute leaves every morning. You remember?
Yeah.
It's called kohamba leaves or nimb leaves.
Nimba leaves.
Nimba leaves. So these leaves, usually people they don't eat because they are very bitter. But they have a medicinal property. They can purify the blood. It's good for. It is antibacterial. It has antibacterial properties also. So it is good for digestion. So it is good for diabetics, because it lowers the sugar level. So therefore, people usually don't eat like that for fun, for enjoyment. They take it if there is some ailment. These are medicinal leaves. Okay.
然后他那个，他说以前那个马来西亚小班爹，然后他经常就是给他散发一种很苦的叶子，然后这种很苦的叶子呢，就是本地人一般不是把当做食物来吃的，因为他知道这种叶子非常的苦，就是然后但很多药用作用，比方它有那个净化血液的功能，然后它有抗菌的功能，然后它有降血糖的功能。然后就因为这些原因呢，就是那个饲养场人把它药用，然后这种东西就可以把称为一种夜药。
Okay. Fruit medicines also can be black pepper, for example. You eat if you eat garlic, you eat it with black pepper. So this is a fruit, a small fruit, very tiny fruit. So then, and people, they take it for, mix it with food, just to make it tasty. But Ayurvedic doctors, they use it as medicine also. Now, if you have cough, or you feel, cold like that, if you take black pepper, mix it with water or something, like salt and so on, put together, and drink, immediately the heat of the body increases. So if you have phlegm, it's good for the phlegm. You can spit out phlegm. So therefore now, Ayurvedic doctors, they know these properties, medicinal properties of the black pepper, and they use it for such purposes, to heal some sickness.
然后果药给大家举个例子，在果药里边比较常见的就是黑胡椒。然后黑胡椒呢，你当然可以把它用在食物里边，当那种调味品来用。但是如果是草药医，如果是草药医生的话，那他知道这个黑胡椒很多药用的，比方治疗咳嗽，你可以使用黑胡椒。然后就是，如果你把那个黑胡椒，然后那个和那个。水混合在一起的话，它可以使你的体热上升，然后可以使你痰那个咳出来等等，然后因为草药知道黑胡椒有这种功能，所以说那个它有它有事在那个药方里边可以加上黑胡椒。
So then other fruits are like this arulu, this mirabala. They use it for as a laxative. Laxative, it is good for that. People usually they don't take it in food. They will take it if they constipate, if they want to clean the system, the bowels, for bowel movements. They take it for such reasons.
再一种比较常见的那个果药就是那个鹤子，就是那个啊，这它这个东西，饲养场一般也不是把当食物来吃，而是把当泻药来用。就是如果你有什么便秘，或者需要那个净化肠胃的时候，你可以吃这个。
Now this in Burma they take it also raw.
Arulu
they take it raw. And sometimes during the meals, There will be other monks who distribute this, like toffees in your bowl. And while it is in a raw form, and it is almost like olive, the shape is like an olive, and the taste also is like living like olive. Then the food becomes more tasty. But it does not nourish the body, it helps with digestion. That is why they take
it.
Therefore, if monks receive this in the morning, they should consume in the morning. They can't keep it because they receive for, to mix with food, no? They can't keep it in the afternoon, telling, oh, nice, I will keep one fruit in the afternoon. Once they determine to mix it with food, they can't do that. They have to, if there's something left over, they have to give to back to someone else, or to Anupa Samban.
然后如果说就是说这种东西，但是如果如果如果像褐色果实，你是把它当成那个吃的喝喝喝喝吃喝水果核的话，那你比方说你得早晨那个吃十二粒东西，你就不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不能不
and then they crush it, and they make powder of it, and they sell it as powder. That's why now here usually we have powder which comes, or they put tablets for as a mild laxative. They use for such reason.
然后在斯里兰卡呢，这个褐子这东西，他们一般是放在阳光下那个晒干，然后再把这个药粉，然后他们如果不能拿出来卖的话，他们卖的一般是药粉，或者是不那个用那个药粉制作的药片。
Other fruit medicines are like Nelly. I don't know how you know in.
I know
okay, Nelly, no.
然后其他果药，比如说那种鱼肝子，就是那个绿色小球一样，吃很苦，然后那个灰味很甜，那个果子，这也是一种果药。
Now in a Gilamasasala, you might get this Nelly fruit. It's green. It's like a plum. Sour taste. But this very rich in C vitamin, C vitamin.
他说这种果子就是鱼肝子，这种果子在茶水里边经常看到，然后它小很绿，然后它那个口味很酸，然后但是在它里边富含维生素 C。
So, now. Sometimes you can see that the monks, what they do it, they take it, chop it, and so forth, and they make it, what's it called, mix it with sugar, all these things, cook it with sugar.
Cook?
Cook it with sugar. Sometimes they put water, sugar, and they mix it together.
And heat?
To make like a paste like that.
But they don't heat any, they just chop it and mix with sugar and pepper, basically.
No, they can boil it. They boil it.
Okay.
And after, you can actually boil it. Sometimes there are bottles, ready-made bottles. In the market, they sell it. How it's called? For delicacy.
Delicacy
and so on. Then they take this is what they boil it. They mix it with sugar or some other condiments, and then they make it tasty. So, but that is no more Yamajivika. It is Satahaka.
Satahaka.
If it is mixed with sugar.
然后，这样说，这种鱼肝子，然后他们在茶室里边做的时候，经常是把它那个，他们先把那个青春片，然后加上糖，还有胡椒，加一下，然后把它煮过，然后再 在吃，然后在那个在市场上你也经常看到他们卖的瓶装的这种切好的这种果子，但是大家要注意，就是这当你把这个东西跟糖混合在一起的时候，它里面是气质药，就不能药来使用。
那你会采的是用的是那个粉状的，还是新鲜的？如果新鲜的话，那就是成食物了。
啊？
他版本讲的是就是用的是粉末，就鱼肝子粉，它不是用的新鲜的鱼肝子。
新鲜鱼肝子可以在下午吃，
但是你用回去煮的话，它就变成食物了。
药是可以煮的，是周身药为什么不能煮？
您帮确认一下，新鲜的是新鲜的那个鱼肝子，还是鱼肝子粉？
So he's asking that is it allowable to boil this freshly with water and sugar and take it in the afternoon as yavajiva or sorry not yavajiva santa karika.
Yes, monks can food they can cook. Monks can cook food, mm-hmm. food items. Raw means which are not cooked at all.
Oh.
Raw items. So then, but this medicine you can cook. Now, for example, in Chatumagra,
uh-huh.
you can take and cook means mix all together, heat them.
Uh-huh.
Cook means you heat them.
Uh-huh.
And the same way, this neli you chop them and uh-huh. put in the sugary water
uh-huh.
and boiling, it can become like syrup.
Uh-huh.
Mixed like that. You can cook these things, no problem. Medicine to cook, to heat them,
uh-huh.
no problem.
Uh-huh.
If they are raw, but food, monks can cook.
食物是不能煮，但
是
这样可以煮。
Cook is not, if it is half cooked, no problem. Food. But if it is not cooked at all, monks should not cook. Bhikkhus means bhikkhus can cook. They can do it through a samanera.
然后如果是半熟的食物的话，bhikkhus可以煮。然后如果是完生的食物，bhikkhus自己不能煮，他可以跟上面那个人煮。
So the same way now, ginger also, sometimes here you can find ginger in bottles,
uh-huh.
like syrup,
uh-huh.
which have many big pieces of ginger
uh-huh.
inside. What they do it is they cook it with sugary water.
Uh-huh.
They cook it for long and so forth, then that ultimately that water that gets every absorbed into the ginger root. Okay, there again, sometimes these pieces of ginger roots, they boil it together. You have it in bottles stored in the.
Yes.
Can you have seen it?
然后大家在库房能看见那种瓶装的，然后那个煮好的姜块。然后它这东西，它是实际上也可以当那个它是它是用糖水煮的。然后这种也就是像姜这种东西是可以煮的。
But you might be careful because now they use this kind of method and so forth. Sometimes you get more sick by taking this, especially this manufacture.
Uh-huh.
Get sick, more sick and so forth by taking this because they become poisonous, they overheat it.
Uh-huh.
So, and that they use all this refined sugar,
uh-huh.
which has chemicals.
Okay.
And then you get other complications.
但是大家吃这种就库包装好的这种姜是要注意，就是吃这种东西是有它有时候可能会让你的那个病加剧。他说因为有两个原因，有的时候他们吃到这种姜的时候，他把那个姜煮过头了，然后煮过头的话，他可能会让姜产生有毒物质。这是其二的话，他里边用那个糖，他有时候那个糖不是很干净，他放一些化学物质，然后这种情况下也很会加剧你的病情。
So then, other medicines are resin, coming from resins. Resins are liquids which some trees they produce on the bark. Outside the bark,
okay.
some sticky substance come out of the tree.
Yes.
So, or sometimes even if you cut the bark, sometimes resin comes out. Again, any other plants, flowers also, they are thick, have thick leaves. If you cut, then some resin comes out, some juice comes out. Now, these juices, some of them, they have medicinal properties. So by taking them, doctors they know how to make a preparation, medicinal preparation, can use them to treat some sicknesses. If they are plain, not mixed with sugar and honey and so forth, eukaryotic is yavajivic.
然后那个还有一类事儿是还有一种叫做树脂，就是那个纸药。然后那个树脂这种东西呢，你可以通过那个切开一些树皮，然后它会自己流出来。然后有些植物那个叶子非常厚，如果你把它很厚叶子切开的话，它也会流出像树脂一样东西。然后那种东西也可以被当成纸药。然后这些纸药它有一定就医用价值，然后医生开药时候也是会用。然后如果但然后这个只要如果没有跟气质药或者那个香料这个混合在一起的话，它也可以当中成药来用。
So other medicinal preparations are decoctions, astringent decoctions. Here they called in Ayurvedic means called kasayas. These are a mixture of many herbs.Which doctors they can take leaves, fruits, and roots, and other ingredients from plants. They collect, they dry them in the sun. Usually, are dried. It's called plants. So, and then they mix them together in order to make some medicinal preparation. They boil it. They boil them, and then they take the extract.Of these plants, and if you drink this, then you can get good healing effects. So these are allowed also for as lifelong medicines. If I want to keep these decoctions.
然后他说还有一种叫汤药，在西凉海一般这样做，然后那个是这样制作，就是他们会取好多种草药，然后先把它们那个晒干，然后混合，然后放到一起煮，然后就。
Kinds of salts obtained from the sea, from rock, and from other plants. So all these are allowable. All these kind of salts.
然后还有一种药，还有种叫做盐药。然后盐药它分成好多种盐，比如说那个海盐，还有那个盐盐，还有那个植物盐等等。然后所有这些都可以作为终身药。
Okay, now all these medicines, if they are pure, not mixed with yamakalikas and satahikalikas and yavakalikas, so they regard as lifelong medicines. And because they have no protein, they are not supposed to nourish the body. And they have medicinal properties. They can heal some sickness.
然后所有上面这些讲的这些终身药呢，就是但他们没有跟那个气质药、一日药还有食物混合的时候呢，他们都可以当成终身药来用。就是然后之所以把这些当成终身药，因为他们基本上不含蛋白质，然后不可以滋养身体，但是他们有一定药用价值，所以可以把它当成终身药。
So there are also powders. Now powders, which can be used.For different reasons, and also to remove bad smell from the body, or fragrant powders, which can be used by monks who have a bad smell in the body, or during sickness, so forth. This can be used applied on the body, and so that to remove the bad smell.
他说还有一种还有一种终身药称为粉药，然后这个粉药它可以是那个人他这个粉药这样的粉药你可以涂在身上，用来去除自己的体味，尤其一些人生病的时候呢，他那个身上会有很严重的体味，这个时候就可以使用粉药去除这种味道。
So now regarding applying things on the body, in sataha kalika medicines, if one receives them, not to ingest. But to apply on the body, for example, oil, one takes oil, sesame oil, to apply on the body also, just for skin irritation, so for example. You can keep it lifelong, no problem.
然后就是有关这种可以脱身的这种物品，比方说你说的是那个七日药，但你觉得你这个七日药是不是那个入口的，不是食用的，不是饮用的，就而只是比方说你只是用的这个七日药涂在身上，那这个七日药你可以当终身药来用，就是说可以一直储存下去。
Same way, honey, you can keep it, maybe because of incense sticks,
incense. Insect sticks.
For example, you can apply honey, and I don't know, there are some burn. Some burn. If you have a burn, the skin, you apply honey. This can heal. This kind of wounds like that.
然后他说那个，包括蜂蜜也有这种用法。然后蜂蜜的话，比方说你如果不是食用，但你身上有什么烧伤的话，你也可以往身上涂蜂蜜。然后这种用涂蜂蜜的话，就是终身药。
So, or if you use keep this 7 days medicine to use it for some external reasons. For example, you keep ghee because you want to offer to make Buddha puja to the Buddha. Any other oil, for example, you keep other oils also to keep it Buddha puja or to offer for the chaitya, for the pagoda. No problem, you can keep it lifelong.
然后还有就是七日药，如果是当成什么那个其他外部用途，就是不是食用，不是饮用什么用途，比方说你把油就是素油或者芝麻油储存起来，用来那个供佛供塔的话，然后这个那就也像这终身药一样，可以一直储存下去。
But you have to make determination. That you use for that purpose. Don't jump from Yava Jivika to Satahaya Kalika anytime you like. Okay.
但是这样的话就是必须手持好自己的决议，就是说如果是你把那个七日当成供佛供塔用的话，你当时决议是就是把这个七日那个决议成供佛供塔用的。你不能随便就是跟自己意愿说纯粹把决议那个七日药。
So now there are also for eye diseases. Eye diseases, you can have also ointments to apply in the eye, for example, on the skin. So now we have here, for skin diseases, you have these ointments. So then, these are all lifelong.
然后还准备药膏，那个，然后药膏的话，你可以涂在脸上，也可以涂在皮肤上，然后这也是终身药。
Especially all this Western medicine, which are chemical, this can be regarded as lifelong because they have no any people never use for food. Okay.
然后所有的这些西药基本上都可以当成那个终身药，因为他们基本上都是人们不能当食物来用。
So they found antibiotics, painkillers. These are long life medicines.
尤其是什么那个抗生素，还有那个止痛药，这些药都属于终身药。
Okay, this is just a general explanation. Now, bhikkhus can use these medicines if they have some medical knowledege.Some people have good knowledge how to make medicinal preparations. They study the essence of what. They take some Ayurvedic books. So they have also, they read this medicine chapter in Mahavagapai. Could the Buddha give instructions? Now for headache, what kind of medicine to use? For rheumatic pain, what kind of medicine? For joint pain, what kind of medicine? So in some monks, they have this knowledge.Because they want to help others, so this is allowed to help other monks, even samana others, it's called other ordination candidates, to help them with medicines and to support them with medicine, even to make special preparation for them to be healed. Okay.
然后，他说现在那个。 比库可以使用周身，而且现在有些比库就是很精通，就是那个周身要方面是，比方说他们可能仔细看了那个阿育吠陀上面的书，或者他也看了那个大品那个药钱录，然后这个大品这个药钱录里边，佛陀就是说那他在里边做了很多描述，就是说用那个。头痛的话应该是什么样，然后关节痛的话应该是什么样，然后那些很多比库就是对那个大品这个章节他看得很仔细，然后他就得到很多这方面的知识。然后如果你有这方面的知识的话，你可以帮助其他的比库，还有沙弥甚至红衣，去如果他们有这种需要的话，你可以帮他们准备药物，然后这个是允许的。
这个有没有翻译中文？这个大品
有大品在那个对北山大神那边都有。
So now in the under the Kilambasala, there is one hole. Now monks, they take this Sinhalese monk. They have all this kind of lifelong medicines. If you go there, you can find many on the ground, sometimes on shelves. So then, and then bound. Sometimes they take and bound. You can hear the sound sometimes till late in the night. So they prepare this not for lay people. They prepare it for alamans. This is allowed.
然后他说那个，但是如果看上下茶室下面有个很大的屋子，然后放里边那个地上还有家人放很多那个草药，然后很多草药还是绑在一起，然后他们这草药基本上都不是给大家去准备的，而是给出家僧众准备的，然后这个话是被允许。
Therefore now, a bhikkhu can act as a doctor, as a physician, if he has some knowledge about these things, for the bhikkhus, for the samaneras, okay, for the preceptor, teachers, and so forth, and applicants for ordination, like Pandupalasas, that is ordained. Ordained people who want to get ordained. He can do that without falling into any offense.
然后那个比库可以给其他人当医生，然后就是可以给其他人当医生，但是给其他人这个其他人只包括就是说他自己的那个其他比库包括他自己的即师导师还有其他的比库。然后也包括那个沙曼尼拉，也包括红衣，就是说那准备出家这种人，但是其他人是不可以。我没有说其他人不好意思，我没他就是这上面没有说其他人可以，他只是说就是说那个可以给这些人当医生。
Now regarding lay people, the bhikkhu again can act as a doctor, help or give medicines. If he has some medicine himself, he did not make the preparation himself, but he got the preparation from some doctor. He can give it to his parents for healing, or people who care for his parents. And also other blood relatives. So that is regarding lay people. He can, the bhikkhu can help them now with his knowledge. Now, but now how to get these medicines? Now for these parents, that's called. He can get this medicine by asking from the storeroom and so forth. He can. But for other people, for example, for brother, sister, and so forth, if they have their own medicine already, the bhikkhu can use his knowledge to make preparations. Understand the difference? Okay, you can tell first the part that he can, the bhikkhu can act as a doctor to heal his parents, and people who help his parents, and also his own relatives.
Okay.
Act as a doctor.
Okay.
Use his knowledge.
Use his knowledge and ready-made medicine.
No, the medicine is different.
Okay.
Now regarding how to get the medicine is different. First you tell this one.
Okay.
First you tell that bhikkhu can act as a doctor.
Using his knowledge.
Using his knowledge to help his parents, to help people who support his parents, and all his own relatives.
Okay.
That is all, knowledge.
Okay.
And about how to get the medicines,
To make the preparation is different topic. Okay, I will explain later.
Okay, but using knowledge means to tell them what to do with this kind of disease.
Knowledge is what, yes, knowledge, but not only that, because now, if, for example, no, but I will explain first things. First, you tell this, I will explain the rest.
Okay. 一部分的知识也可以就是利用自己的那个医药方面的知识，去帮助他的那个父母，还有照顾他父母的人，还有他自己的其他亲戚。Now
regarding how to get the medicines to prepare this, I called to make a preparation. Now for his parents, he can get whatever is available in the monastery, no problem. Okay. Now, whatever he gets from his own medicine, what he has, while the road will go to, while going for Pindavada, he gets some medicine. He can give this to his parents.
Okay. He can take the medicine from the
store. Okay. Like that. Okay. All these are, he can take it from the Sangha, for example. He can take it from the Sangha, offer to his parents, and take however much medicine he can do, use his knowledge, and make new preparation and so forth to help his parents.
Okay.
No problem with that.
Okay. 所以就是说，比库对自己的父母的话，他如果自己没有这个药的话，他可以直接给父母。然后他如果是自己没有药，他可以从库房里面拿，他从库房里面拿，然后给父母也允许的。如果说就是说，他就是父母这个病，就是说不能不光不只是需要现成，不只是需要这种现成药，还需要各种药混合在一起，然后进一步制作哈，比库也可以用自己的知识，然后用就是基于他已有药，然后进一步制作那个，比方说。
Now for his other relatives or people who support his parents, for example, so then he can advise them as a doctor, go to the pharmacy, take this medicine, mix this with and so forth. He can advise them, but he can't give things from the Sangha.
Okay.
Supplying them with things from the Sangha. Okay.
他说，然后，但如果不是父母，只是除了父母之外亲戚。 或者是照顾他父母的人的话，那比库可以向医生一样给他一些建议，就是说你这个病需要吃什么药，然后你可以去什么地儿拿药，但是比库不可以从僧团里边拿药，从僧团库房里边拿药，就是送给他其他的亲戚，或者是那个照顾他父母的人。This
is what doctors do. They give prescription. A doctor is not supposed to give medicines. You can get it from the pharmacy. That's why acting as a doctor, you use your knowledge, but you don't give the medicine.
Okay. 然后这个地方就是说那个，就我们刚才说的就是比库用他自己的医药知识帮助父母，就是说就是和那个和其他其他亲戚，就是用自己医药知识，就是扮演医生的角色，就只是给他一个处方，但是并不是给直接给那个药物，这对父母是可以是这个药物。So
then now about relatives, brothers, sister, and so forth, blood relatives, the same. He can give prescription, and he can't give medicine from the Sangha, except if they ask. If they ask, I have no way to get Benadryl, for example. So, and the monk, he can tell, he can go to the store and take some Benadryl, give them. If they ask, only if they ask. If they don't ask, the monk should not give them. That means they have. They can supply themselves. They can get it themselves. You can give your own prescription.
然后对于父母之外亲戚，比方说兄弟姐妹的话，你一般来说只能给他开个处方，就是不为这个药。但是他如果给你提出申请，说我需要某种药的话，你也可以从他方面拿药给他们。但是他们如果不提出申请，你不能主动给他们这个药。So
now regarding the parents of others, for example, the teacher's parents. The same way now he can. Keep prescriptions to them, act as a doctor, keep prescription, what kind of medicine, but he can't supply them with medicines. Except if these people ask.
然后，如果是你那个导师的父母，就是你那个出来这个导师的父母，就是他对导师的父母的话，你也可以给他处方，但是一般来说不能直接给他药，除非他自己已经提出要求说。
One can actually Kapya Karakas what's called helping with treatment. Mm-hmm. If they have their own medicine, help them, act as a doctor, keep prescription. But if only Kapya Karakas ask, then only he can kill them. Kapya Karakas.
然后对于那个病人的话呢，你也是你可以给他处方，但是只有他自己提出要求的时候，你才可以给他药，否则他没有提出要求，你不能给他药。
So other travelers who arrive in the monastery while they are ill, they are sick. They are sick travelers, no? Lay people travel. They arrive in the monastery, they are sick. So the monk can give everything to them. Prescriptions and all the medicines, or make preparations for them and help them.
然后那个如果居士来到寺院以后，然后他病了，然后这个时候就是比如可以照料他一切医药需要，就是说可以给他处方，也可以直接给他需要的那个药物。
So many lay people who fall sick while under the monastery.
然后这个地方适用范围就是说那个这个居士是在这个住在寺院期间得的病。But
the condition is here for this allowance that monk should not expect any material gain from his services. Whatever service he do, he should eat. Do it in altruistic way without expecting any return from these people.
然后如果说这个比库为这种就是提供一些医药方面的服务的话，比库不能就是对于自己的这种服务有任何得到物质回报的期望。Okay.
Therefore now. Regarding these things, because it is good to know, to have some knowledge about some about medicines and so forth, because it is useful for one's own health, and also if other people fall sick, to know how to treat them, how to help them. So this is illustrated in the Mahavagapala about this medicine chapter. When the Buddha told that he who attends the sick attends to me, like that. So he who tends, it's called, cares for the sick, he cares for me, or something. So it was translated. For that, we get inspiration. You know that it is good to have some knowledge about the things that not only for other people, for one's own health is also beneficial.
然后在那个大品的那个药简组里边，那个佛陀曾经说过，就是照顾病痛的人就如同照顾我一样。然后从这个地方我们可以知道，就是如果我们自己能有一些医药方面的知识，然后这样的话，就是不仅在自己得病的时候有好处，也可以让自己在他人生病的时候更好照顾他人。
So in that case, it's not prohibited to have this kind of knowledge, but one should not exercise it to for material gain or as a profession. Profession, because some monks they specialize in this knowledge. And ultimately, they go to get doctorates and degrees, and they get a living out of that. Then that living becomes mitcha jiva, which the Buddha contemns it. Contemns. Therefore, this kind of, we have a Samanyapala Sutta who the Buddha tells against ascetics and Brahmins and so forth, or monks who use this knowledge just to make a living out of it.
他说那个，所以说我们不仅就是对比库来说，不仅指他们获取就是这种医药方面知识，但是就是比库必须注意，就是他们在学习这方面知识的时候呢。 他们不能带有人，或者物质利益那种期望，然后也不能把这种事情当成自己的职业，就是别让有些比库就是他那个就是专精医药方面是，然后去学校里边读这方面学位，然后或者把这种当成自己的一个生计，然后他们如果这样做的话，就变成邪命，然后那个。 佛陀在沙门古经里边曾经说过，沙门和婆罗门如果以这方面的知识，来获取种种物那个物质方面的力量，还是属于邪命。
So now regarding this satahakalika medicines, what's called ghee oil, butter, honey, and so forth. So if these are mixed to food. Actually, if they are plain, as for in a clean state, so they are called pesaja. But if they are mixed with food, they become bhojanas, and especially panita bhojanas, delicious foods. Okay.
但是这个。其实要就必须在那种纯粹的状态，就是说他没有跟食物混合的状态是什么？他巴利语词他给本称为药。然后如果说他跟食物混合在一起的，那巴利语词就变成了食物的食。然后他那个而且不但很多时候不单是食物，而且是美味食。
Therefore, there is one particular rule, we'll find it later, which explains about delicious foods. It means rice and everything so forth.Which is mixed with ghee oil and butter and honey. So then all these become panita bhojanas, delicious foods. And that will come across to that rule. When we come across that rule, we can again explain about these 7 days meetings. How they can become food if they are mixed with other items, food items.
然后有关气味跟食物有关，然后变成食物的这件事情，我后面讲一下巴西利亚，就是巴西利亚第三者是关于那个美味食品上界的事儿，我们也会学到，就是如果一些食物它如果是跟这个蜜还有那个酥油这些东西混合在一起的话，它会变成美味食。然后到时候我们还会提到这个。
Now because now a few days now we explain about medicine. This is a big topic.So then we covered many, many points. Of course, there are many more points for you to learn. If you go in the medicine chapter of Mahavagapali, you can learn more points. But before we go to the next rule, if you have any questions now, you can ask. Otherwise, we might forget later.
然后他说关于药的，我现在已经学了不少这个知识，但是就如果说我大家需要关于药的更多知识，大家看那个大品的那个药全都，是但是在我们在学下一条街之前呢，大家如果关于药方面有什么疑问，现在可以问。
关于那个就叶分药的时候制作的方法，那个绿三哥的解释，那个把水果是。过滤以后挤压水，但是现在用的是
过滤以后水果是
打就切碎以后，
切碎以后然后
用冷水然后就压榨。
现在就是这么做的。
但现在它有些它是用那个搅拌机，就是全部打碎以后，那么挤会不会有那个就很细微的果肉给进去的这种嫌疑啊？我想问一下。
He's asking that in the Vedic text, the Buddha explained that the procedure of making yamakalikas, that means you have to chop the fruit into pieces and then squeeze it and then strain it and that something like that. But he said that now monks are using this.A stirring machine, like that.
Yes.
A stirring machine, and he's asking that because of this stirring machine, this particles of fruits become smaller, so that some of the particles may go through the strainer, into the juice. So do you think monks should consider that also?
It depends on the strainer. If the strainer has big holes, of course, particles can go through. So, but if the strainer is ordinary cloth, means it's well, like cotton cloth, so it is okay. It is because now, it is only now that this method actually is more effective in order to get the juice out. So if you put mixer, so then a particle becomes small. You can use a little water in order to break down the molecules. No? But with sand, actually, most of the food you have to throw away. It is waste. It is waste if you use by hand. You can't actually squeeze the whole thing. And it gets wasted. Also, the bulb you have to throw away because you can't get all the juice out of the bulb. Now, with this mixer, as called, you can, nothing is wasted. The whole bulb gets dissolved in the water, so and then after you strain it, you can, you don't throw much bulb away, you don't waste it. So therefore, there's nothing wrong with that, except if the filter it is has big holes, which particles can go through.
他说你这个问题就是说那个果仁在颗粒里面，实际上这不是取决于搅拌机，而是取决于你的过滤器。就是你的过滤器如果有那个大洞的话，那肯定是不行的。就是说那个果仁颗粒会进去，但如果是过滤器是普通的，然后没有那种破损的普通的布，比方说棉布的话，这个搅拌机的这种实际上是让你这个制作果实的过程更有效率。然后就是说可以。
过度脱，多少页？一百三十六页。第四段，除了脂油外，显示在此凡是猪食分药的物品，在接受那些物品而做成熟酥等，即使超过七天也无罪。 这意思就是说，比如说牛奶是食分药的物品，在接受牛奶以后做成熟酥，然后为什么超过七天？这是很奇怪的，我也觉得应该问。
So he's asking about concavity. Can you check the paratext? Concavity.
So the explanation of tani patika hito. So let's go in there. Madhu panitam tani pak ISS is tani mahita. So he says Yava Karika Vatukani Tesam Vatuni Patikahitwa Katani Sapitapdini Satang Atikama Yatopi Anapati Siti. He's asking why it is more than 7 days still is it no apati. This is
something wrong here.
I also feel something.
The Chinese also translated?
Yeah, literal translation.
Maybe I have to check the Singhalese version.
Singhalese version?
Singhalese version, because this is also the Burmese version of this Chattasangha. I have the Chattasangha anywhere. I have to check the Singhalese version.
The Singhalese version means the Buddha Jaya version.
Not Buddhism, they have this kind of other editions from other Hevavatarma. All these commentaries published by Hevavatarma. And not Buddhajaya. Buddhajaya is by the government. Satan, Vatun.
I have to check it because he's thinking.
他认为这个地方可能有错误，他说他想查一下那个新西兰巴黎天堂，因为这个这是缅甸巴黎天堂，而且回来再查一下，然后再对照一下，他觉得这个地方可能有问题。
Now he's asking that for some plants, their flowers and branches can also be used for medicinal purpose. So he's asking that then to which category would it fall in like that? So I mean flowers and branches.
Yes, I ask for maybe a pupani besajani also there. Or pupani, it is about the flowers.
Uh-huh.
I ask for that. I did not mention all these things. There are many other things which I told you. I just touch upon everything can be included in that. Like you see some. You see, what do I ask for? Fruits. Pupani, no?
Yes.
Flowers, yes. Medicine made of flowers.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is not an exhaustive list. Exhaustive list.
Mm-hmm.
You can find other parts of the plants. Now today we put different names in each plant, no?
Mm-hmm.
Then it is not exhaustive leaf, but anything can include other that.
Mm-hmm.
We have also Pupani Besajani, it's called medicines made from flowers, but now about the bark, they are called kasaya, akasayas. But anyway, I don't know. They talk bark also. Bark is not mentioned. Therefore, now this is not exhaustive list. You can take anything, it's called anything from the plant, or for example, you don't take the bark, but under the bark is skin.
Uh-huh.
This is different name. Now, this name is not mentioned.
Okay.
So, the wood, sometimes sandalwood you can use.
Uh-huh.
The wood itself, you can use it as a cooling effect. Now, what these monks do here and so forth, this is called white sandalwood water.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yes.
They put sandalwood inside the water, the water gets cooled, and then they drink it. Now, this wood is not mentioned under that. But this can be also regarded as any plant medicine, any plant source medicine.
他们这个，他是这样，就是第一，你说这个花这个东西，像那个在瑞藏那个列表里边是有花园的东西，只不过他没有讲而已。然后他就是第一，就是那个就是这样，像那个佛陀讲这个周春阳列表有很多项目。 他没有讲所有项目，这是其二，就是佛陀那个表里边列的项目也不一定就是一定是全的项目，就是很多众生要，就是你没有把它归到哪一类里边，就是比方说那个树皮，一棵树皮它是可以拿来做药的，但是它你没法把它归到哪一类里，然后那个树皮也是可以做药的，然后你也没法归到哪，还有比方说那个斯里兰卡比较常用的就是那个檀香木，檀香木它斯里兰卡他们把檀香木制作成
Now, there are also medicines made of from metals, from minerals.
Okay.
So these are not mentioned there. So from stones,
okay.
Different stones.
Okay.
So there is endless. There is actually in there is no any limit from where you don't get in any medicinal substance which can be used for our body if you know how to use it and the dose, how much, the proportion. So
endless. Now, you see, chemical medicines are not mentioned here. Chemical medicines.
Okay.
So, but they belong to the same category. Now, they are not belong. Now, chemical medicine, antibiotics don't belong to minerals, don't belong to plants and so on. They use actually some poisonous fungus. It's a fungus.
Mm.
So, they know to kill bacteria. Mm. This is not mentioned here.
然后他说就是也不光也不也不也不也就是说是，就是也不像一些特别奇怪的那些，再不像比方说有些那个金属，有些石头，还有矿物质，也可以当成中成药。然后中成药就是说只要你有那个就是足够的知识，知道这中成药是怎么使用，然后怎么怎么怎么怎么怎么怎么怎么怎么怎么怎么怎么怎么怎么怎么怎么怎么怎么怎么怎么怎么怎么怎么怎么怎么怎么怎么怎么怎么怎么怎么怎么怎么怎么怎么怎么怎么怎么怎么怎么怎么怎么怎么怎么怎么怎么怎么怎么怎么怎么怎么怎么怎么怎么怎么怎么怎么怎么怎么怎么怎么怎么怎么怎么怎么怎么怎么怎么怎么怎么怎么怎么怎么怎么怎么怎么怎么怎么怎么怎么怎么怎么怎么怎么怎么怎么怎么怎么怎么怎么怎么
They are not roots. They are not leaves. They are not fruits. So they are not raisin. But still, they have medicinal properties. they also become. I think lychee, no?
Lychee.
That is also.
This
is lifelong medicine.
Okay.
比如说一些，比如说橘子，橘子我们只吃肉，但它的皮我们不吃。但我们只要中国人知道它可以做成全皮，那像这种情况，用非食用部位做什么这种药，它算不也可不是否可以做成中药？
So he's asking that for example orange. Orange in China usually we eat what's called the bulb, but we don't eat the skin. But the skin is actually after some kind of fermentation, and this refined orange skin is used as some kind of Chinese medicine. So he's asking that. So for some kind of fruits, if we use the non-edible parts of the fruits, then can it be regarded as some kind of medicine, like orange skin?
That skin.
Yes.
Skin usually people they don't eat, they throw it away. So, but you can actually extract some medicinal property from the skin, because there are some oil inside. Oil, you can extract the oil. They apply it sometimes for the eyes. I don't know if they use for that. Now that oil has no protein. Okay, we regard it as protein. Is protein free? No problem. People they don't use it to nourish themselves. They use it just to heal something. No problem, you can use lifelong medicine. Now, but this oil and so forth, now, this oil, if it is oil, all oils classified as atahakalikas. So then, therefore now, you can take that oil as a lifelong medicine. But if they make powder, for example, out of that, and to use it for other purposes, for example, for skin problems, the skin of the orange, you can take, maybe they make a powder, just to apply for the skin or like that, to take it inside for other purposes, no problem, this can be lifelong medicine. But if it is oil, it is satagal.
So he said that
this orange skin can be used as a medicine, but some people make this orange skin as some kind of sweet pickles. sweet pickles.
Then they can, okay, you can convert any now, for example, ginger, you can took his foot, no? So, same way, they make it a pickle, they make it just for digestion, so they use for food, to mix with food. So, that is why actually that has to be regarded as food. Because the purpose is not to take its medicine. Not to heal any sickness except appetite sickness.
<笑>然后他说就是不吃也不吃也不光是陈皮然后比方说姜其实如果是你闻见特吃然后你就汤咽吧也可以直接当食物来吃然后他说他是这种东西只要你看你的目的你要知道这个东西它你目的并不是为了药用而只是为了食用的话那就是智商对对对就是智商的目的就是你让你的目前那种陈皮一般来说这不就不是当药用嘛就直接就是为了吃那就是食物
牙膏属于那个终身药嘛？如果在那个如果有上面那拿了一下动了一下鼻部的牙膏的话，会失去受持吗？
He's asking that is toothpaste regarded as a lifelong medicine? Or if some salmon attach their toothpaste, then does this particular kind of break or not? This is his question.
So now toothpaste usually you don't swallow it. If you take it for intention to swallow, then you have to get it offered.
Okay.
So then who likes to swallow it? That is, if by accident go into the mouth, of course immediately the throat will react. Because it's too strong. Yes, immediately you want to spit it out. So then, therefore now we usually don't get it offered. Because it is not for swallow. After we study this Bachitya rule, Mukhatwara, that's called Adina Mukhatwara,
Dandapona Skala,
Bachitya number 40, we will explain about these things. So we usually don't get this offered, because you use it for external use. It's lifelong.
Okay. Lifelong. So there's no Padikahan and so
on? No need to get to make Padikahan.
他说这个问题这样，如果是牙膏这个东西，如果是你是真正要把它咽了肚子里的话，它需要手术的。然后在需要手术的东西，它肯定是你受食的。但是牙膏这个东西一般来说，我们是不管它咽下去，只要你不咽下去这个东西，它也不需要手术的。然后它不咽手术的东西，它也无所谓，所以就是受食，但是你可以直接把它当终身药用，这个一直储存都没问题。还有其他问题吗？没有。你
就是那个实践药。 实践药是食物是吗？食物，一日两餐，七日两，这三种药可以定时。
可以什么？定时。So he's asking that is it allowed to do some vicapana for this yavakalik, this is satakalik and yamakalik.
No. We make only. I spoke about determination in the sense that you don't tell loudly, iman. Satahaya kalika besajan aditami yam tatyami aditami. It is only that the Buddha uses this word aditeti. Aditeti means as called. But it does not any special formula we have to use. Now it is aditeti means you make it resolution. Make a resolution that I'm going to use this for 7 days or I'm going to use for lifelong medicine and so forth. Therefore, you can separate this medicine in order to have a clear-cut idea. Otherwise, you can confuse them. This is therefore, but once you make the resolution, you know, okay, this has to go under this category, this under this category, this under another category. So you have more clear-cut idea how to use this medicine. And you can remember also.
不可以做决定，这不可以做决定。实际上，他说这个东西让你之所以认为他那个是你这个东西需要进食，可以进食，是因为刚刚可能在说的过程中提到决议这个词。他说这个决议跟决议一波那个决议不是一回事。那个决议那决议一波那个决议是正式决议，你要念巴里文那边，说那个我决议这个决议是正，但是这个就是他说这个决议呢，仅仅是说佛陀在那个讲这个讲这个其实要这药时，他用的那个。 动词决议这个词，但是和那个一波那个词还不是很一样。他这个地方决议只是一种决心，就是说你下决心把这个东西当成七日要来用，当时食物来用，当时终身来用等等。然后这就是下这个决心的目的呢，是让你清楚的知道，就是说你拿这东西之后，你应该怎么用。
然后并且记住，就是我以后就对这个东西我就这样用，仅此这仅仅是这样。
So now, all these medicines, if we use them, as the Buddha tells, it should be satipachaya. Satipachaya as called. It should be a reason for using them. We don't take them for fun, for entertainment, to have good time, or just to kill time sometimes. Oh, I don't have nothing else. Let's go and take some kilabasas, because you don't know what else to do. Just to kill time. Go and kilabasa, have a chat with others. As you would drink some tea, socialize. So you don't take for such reason. You usually take this in tea and coffee, all these things. You take them if you feel some weakness, some drowsiness maybe, or some low level of energy in the body, so by taking these 7 days medicines. So, or some real ailment. So then you can feel the purpose while you're taking this. You don't fall into dukkha offense. But if there are no such reasons, you just take for fun and so on, then you dukkha offense.
然后他说那个，这个具体的强调就是所有的这些药，不管是那个一日药、七日药还是终身药，然后负责都是就是在有意愿情况下那才开始用，不应该就是使用这些药是为了那个娱乐、为了乐趣、为了享受，更不应该就是为了消磨时间，他说不要有生人他自己没有其他什么事情可做，然后就跑茶室里边说带我们一起喝杯茶聊天。这样，这是不被允许的。他说，只有你在觉得有，要是自己身体有点虚弱、有点昏沉，或者真的有什么疾病的时候，然后这个时候才应该就试使用这个药，否则的话会犯过错。
So, now regarding his lifelong medicines, the Buddha allowed also to smoke some of these medicines. Now, for example, he allowed as a pipe. To put herbal medicines as a pipe for headache or maybe for lung problems, for inhalation problems. So, in that case, now these are herbal medicines I should put in the pipe and smoke them in order to remove some ailments. It's not for fun, for entertainment. So, and once the healing has been, one recovers from it, one should stop smoking. So,
他说是这样，佛陀在还允许就是吸入那个药物的那个烟雾，然后佛陀曾因为住比丘允许那个烟果，就是说这个烟果就是你可以把那个。草原放烟管里边烧，然后吸入那个烟管里边那个烟，然后负责说就是对于一些那个头病，然后那个不是头痛，然后那个肺病，还有一些呼吸道疾病，可以用这种方法来治病。但使用这种烟雾也不应该是出于娱乐的目的，而且就是在这个病痊愈之后应该停止使用。
In Thailand, in Burma, it's very common to see monks smoking. So, why they Vinaya class also they shed cigarettes? So, it's very common to find, to go in a timetable and see monks smoking around as well. So, sitting there, teacher, pupils together, they share the cigarettes and they share the brands. The particular the brand, what kind of brand they have. Okay, so.
然后就是他说泰国某些寺庙里边经常会看到就是师徒那个就一起抽烟，然后他们抽烟，他们一定要抽特定的品牌才可以。
So tobacco is also consumed in Sri Lanka, but chewing tobacco. Many temple monks, they are addicted to chewable tobacco. So they chew and so forth from like buffaloes from morning to night. the mouth does not stop.
然后他
Now, in Thailand and Burma, all the what they use is actually tobacco.
Yeah.
It's not herbal medicine to heal any sickness.
Mm-hmm.
And you must know that tobacco did not exist in this Western world, as called in Asia or Europe, Australia and so forth, up to the time of the 15th century. When Columbus,
mm-hmm.
he went to the Central America,
mm-hmm.
and he found the Red Indians
mm-hmm.
smoking,
mm-hmm.
and he imported the tobacco from Central America.
No. 15世纪、16世纪在西方还有在亚洲都是不存在的，就是这个东西呢，就是只有在15世纪哥伦布确认这个种美洲之后呢，然后发现中美洲那土著在西世界上，然后才开始传播到世界各个地方。
The original tobacco has some medicinal properties, and the Red Indians use it sometimes to heal wounds, to take the leaf and pound it. And take extract, heal wounds, some other ailments for the chest.
Mm-hmm.
If they have some cold and fever, they put on the chest leaves of tobacco and smash them together and put them. They use some treatments, but you use it to smoke. That is stimulant. Stimulant means it's like coffee. The original tobacco, okay, not refined tobacco. So, and then by smoking, you can't take much. It is so strong. So, and only adults, 40 years, 50 years old people will smoke. Young people can't because it's too strong. So that is what Red Indians used this tobacco those days.
他说实际上就是那个美洲印第安人他们最早吃那个抽那个烟草的，就不是后来那个精致的烟草，他们是有一定的，它是有一定医药价值的，就是说。 当时那印第安人他们经常拿那个烟草去绑那个伤口，不是，那个烟草把伤口刮扎起来，然后他们有时候如果头晕头疼的时候，他们可能把烟草放胸口上去了，然后这个烟草当然是起了个兴奋剂的作用，而且最早那个烟草呢，就是说如果它那个味道非常强烈，就是如果你抽的话，其实抽不了多少，而且一般来说只有那个成年人才有能力抽那个烟草，如果是上年人抽的话根本受不了。
But after the First World War, so this tobacco has been commercialized, and especially in Europe, for the soldiers in war, because they, as called, many companies, they found out that to make the soldiers to become alert, they sold them cigarettes and so on for the soldiers to smoke. Otherwise, they tremble. To go and fight and hit the enemies as well. So, and then it became like mass production. Factories came up to produce a lot of cigarettes, So that is why they started refining it and make it light cigarettes, so you can smoke more. So this is what became many people starting to develop cancer, lung cancer and so on, because of overconsumption. Okay. And it's very easy to get addicted, addicted to nicotine.
烟草这个就是香烟这个东西，大概在一战之后才开始商业化。他说当时这样，是因为欧洲当时很多士兵打仗，然后当时呢，就是他们发现，就是如果他们打仗的时候抽这个烟草的话，他们可以一直保持警觉，那个精神可以一直保持警觉。然后这个时候，他们那个欧洲国家开始大量商业化生产这个。 烟草，然后他们这个时候开始对烟草进行精制，然后把它们制造成很轻的那个烟卷，这样的话人们可以抽的更多。然后这个烟卷很容易上瘾，然后如果 过两周的话很容易让人得癌症。
Nicotine actually, which is contained in tobacco, has no much healing effect. It's actually the opposite effect, which can create sicknesses, not to get rid of sicknesses. Therefore, cannot. It's not suitable for monks to consume it. Okay.
然后他说那个。香烟里面还有这个尼古丁呢，它实际上它怎么还有那个医药治疗作用非常小的，相反的是它是那个治病作用非常大，它那个制造疾病的作用却非常大，所以说对出家人来说是不适合吸食香烟的。
And one more thing is that because it can nicotine can produce addiction. So this is why there are risks by taking this kind of smoking cigarettes, and what these monks do in Thailand and so forth in Burma, they are abhinhapadikas. Abhinhapadikas means they are daily offenders, dukkha offenders, by taking it, by smoking it, because they are not taking it to heal any sickness, just taking it for entertainment. It become like a habit. So they have to do it again, like addicted. It becomes addiction because you want to hit any sickness except your addiction.
然后香烟这种东西就是吸食起来很容易上瘾，然后这是一个很大的风险。然后他说就是那个，泰国和缅甸某，泰国和缅甸某些比丘认为，因为他们天天不是以治病的目的，而是以娱乐的目的，就是抽着香烟，然后他们变成每天还恶作的人。
Okay, now this is regarding Yavajivika medicines. If there are no other questions, you can go to the next room. What is the time now?
9:35.
Okay. You can go quickly to the other room. Still time.
Which room? Number 24.
佛世尊在沙瓦提城祇树几孤独园时，世尊听许诸比库用礼记一，六群比库之世尊听许用礼记一，即早求礼记一，早作礼记一而用，因礼记一破坏，裸行被雨淋也。诸比库中少欲者非难，为何六群比库早求礼记一，早作而着用，因礼记一坏而裸行被雨淋耶？时诸比库以此事白世尊，于人汝等时早求礼记一，早作而着用，因礼记一坏而裸行被雨淋耶？时然世尊，佛世尊呵责，于人汝等为何早求着用礼淋耶？愚人，此非令生信未生信者生信，乃至诸比库，汝当如是送此学处。热寂之最后一月，比库当求雨季一；雨季一之最后半月，当作而受用。若热寂之最后一月以前求雨季一，热季之最后半月以前做了受用者，尼萨吉亚巴迪吉亚。嗯，
对。So now this rule is about the vasika sadika, this rain cloth, rain bathing cloth. Okay. So the Buddha allowed this.Rain bathing cloth for the rainy season, because who was the Upasika Vesaka, Vesaka Upasika, She requested the Buddha to allow this cloth for the monks to keep it during the rain season. And not to bath, to go and bath naked, but to use an extra cloth, so which they can bath by that without using the, any of the three ropes. During the rain season, that the three ropes can be dry. Can be dry, and they keep an extra cloth, they can get wet, and can leave it 4 hours and hours to dry without wearing it after bath.
然后这是有关于一个，然后佛陀当年，佛陀当年允许有一个女居士叫维沙，然后他当时他看到那个，他的那个侍女看到那个一些比库语系的事儿在那个裸体系的，然后他就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就就 就是那个比比公使用雨衣，这样的话他们洗澡的时候可以穿雨衣洗，然后就既不需要裸体，也不需要穿也不需要穿三衣就洗，这样的话他们那个三衣可以保持干燥。
Now the rainy season starts. Usually in the July full moon. Okay. So therefore, the Buddha tells one can actually 1 month before the rainy season starts. Okay. Search for Vasikasadi. Vasikasadi. Okay. So let me see. Okay. And then, 1 month, 1 day after the full moon, okay, one can start. Here I have 30 days like that. Search for that. But half a month before the rainy season, okay, so you can make it into robe and stitch it and dye it, and so forth. And you can start wearing it. Okay.
所以就是这样，他说那个原居呢，一般是在七月有原，有七月原就这样开始。然后佛陀说是第二季的意思呢，就是说，在六月的原日到七月原日之间就大概30天的时间，30天时间的比库克的这段时间里边那个寻求座椅依那个步，然后就是在这两个月圆之间的终点这个位置，就是半个月，就是离七月圆日圆去开始，还有半个月，还有半个月时间是比库可以开始用这个他的寻求到这个做雨衣这个布，可以开始做衣染衣，然后也从这个时候开始也可以开始穿这个雨衣了。
Okay, now here half a month means from the new moon. Okay. One day after the full moon, he can make the robe and start wearing it.
他说这个地方半个月是从就是说这个六月圆日和七月圆日之间这个新月日，一直到七月圆日之间这段时间称为这半个月。
Alright, that is about the time. And then after making it, okay, he can keep it for 4 months. Okay, that means Savana, Katika, no? It's 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, 4 months. Not so good.
October, September.
It is August, no?
August. Something wrong.
August. July, August, September, October, July. August, September.
Okay.
October, then it's November.
November.
Okay. So therefore now, he can keep it 4 months.
4 months.
After making, he can keep it 4 months.
Okay. Now, after making means even if his sister start from, he makes even this day, or this day.
On day after the new moon, he can start making it, wearing it, and he can keep it up to the full moon of the mystery of October. Okay?
Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4, October.
It's November.
No, November, yes. November. 4 months.
Okay. Oh, so it can be more than 4 months also, because he may be grossing. Okay.
Plus, tell you. This plus 4 months.
Okay. Okay. 然后他那个, 这个地方就是他用最多好的，他吃最好这个鱼，一直控，他可以吃用最多四个月。然后这个地方四个月也包括，比方说他是在这个地方四个月是指这个，就是说这个鱼原距这四天，然后但是也包括就是他前面，比方说他已经在原距开始之前，那半个月，比方说还剩十四天的时候，他已经做好了，那这四天也可以算在内，就是四个月再加上十四天，如果是在前一天做好，那就是四个月加上这一天，对不对？
Now this month belongs to the summer. This is summer.
Okay, Gimhan.
This is Gimhan. Gimhan.
Better Gimhan,
because it's not really summer. Gimhan. So, and this is Vasana. So, this is now Gimhan is 4 months old. This is the last month of Gimhan. Alright? So therefore, that is what it means. The Buddha therefore put a limit. When to start searching, and when to start wearing.
然后从六月到七月，这一个月还属于热季，但它已经属于热季最后一个月了。所以说，在这条线里边说，热季最后一个月。
Okay, now this is about the time. If the rule says, if the monk starts searching for the robe before the full moon,
after
it's called the full moon or before the full moon, okay?
On the full moon or
the full moon or before the full moon,
okay?
This is Nisargya Pachitya, if he obtains any robe.
Uh-huh.
Again, if he makes it after, if he does it on the new moon or before the new moon, it is Nisargya Pachitya. If he makes it and wears it on the new moon or before the new moon, it's Nisargya Pachitya.
Only when he wears it, you mean?
Makes it and wears it.
Both. Okay.
Otherwise, how you can wear it?
Okay.
You have to make it first.
Okay. 然后就这个地方，就比方说这个比护，它是在六月圆日那一天，或者是那个六月圆日之前，六月圆日那天，或者那天之前，它是就已经开始寻求那个。 做雨衣那个布的话，然后他最后得到那个布，然后这个就是尼萨切巴吉利亚。然后如果是他在那个六月圆日到七月圆日之间，这个新月日的那一天，或者是在那天之前，那个就是做那个那个，因为他得到那个布做雨衣，比如穿上个雨衣，好，那个尼萨切巴吉利亚。Okay,
that is the time limit regarding this Vasika Sadhika Rupa. 这是关于这二节的时间性。 Now, after the rule, the Buddha gives more explanation how one can the Buddha can approach people, the bhikkhu can approach people and ask for this robe. Somebody, can tell somebody to read this?
Oh. 热季之最后一月 比库当求与及一，比库当求与及一者，至前曾施与及一之诸人处，当作如是言：与及一之时也，与及一之时令，其他众人亦施与及一，不可言与我与及一，与及一持哀于我，为我交换与及一，为我购与及一。
Okay, now here, what the Buddha allows is, if one wants to search, okay, one should approach people who have already formally given some Vasika Satika Rog. One should not go to people who are never given before.
Right? 然后那个这个地方，这样给大家强调一下。然后在这个那个律藏里边是有一句话，就是那个至前曾施与及一之诸人处，就是说你去寻求与及一的时候，然后你去整个找你供养，你找他供养与及一那个，就是应该是他以前供养过与及一的，就是不应该找那种以前从来没有供养过与及一那种就是。
Even to those people, one should remind them only. There is a time for Vasika Satika. Other people, they give Vasika Satika now. But the monk should not command them. Give me. That's called Vasika Satika. Bring me. Or exchange me and so on. Or like that. Exchange me this rope with another Vasika Satika. He should not command these people. Demand anything from them. He just can't remind him all.
然后即使对于这些以前不施过于及一这些居士，你也只能提醒他们说，现在是那个关于那个现在是于及一的时候，现在新三人也关于于及一，但是你不可以命令这就是说给我于及一，或者把于及一给我带过来，这样这是不允许的。
So now, as I explained formally, it's called.Now this Vasika Satika Chiyura, it is a quite long, can be done a long cloth, which one can wear it is Andaravasaka, and wrap it, the rest of the cloth also over the shoulder. Okay, so that the chest can be covered and also the back can be covered.
像我们以前讲的这样，这个雨衣是这个衣是很长的一个衣，它你可以或者就做成一个下身，然后当下身一样那个穿上，然后可以然后它的多少这块长的部分呢，可以把它这样披在那个肩膀上，这样的话你的那个胸部可以被遮住。
So while the monk is this kind of, if he has it, this rope, okay, he obtains it, he can go and bath naked. If he does it, is dukkha of it.If he has this kind of rope.
然后对于一个比库，如果他已经有了雨衣，他已经有了雨衣的话，然后他洗澡就不应该裸体洗那个，就不应该裸体洗澡。如果他有了雨衣还裸体洗澡的话，就是恶作。
So, but again, this Vasika Satika it is optional. Optional. Monks who can who like to receive it, they can receive it. Monks who don't like.They don't need to receive it, you don't need to search for, they don't need to make it, and to make any effort to obtain it.
但是这地方必须说是雨衣这东西不是必须的，如果说你想要这个雨衣，那你可以接受它，但如果你不想要雨衣，那你不必寻求，也不必去那个作揖，也不一定非要穿用。
So,somebody has to read this. Now, this is also no medication of perception here. Now, if, for example, one misconceives the time and starts searching before 1 month of the rain of the summer season, again becomes Sankhya Pachita. There is no excuse because you misconceived the time.
然后这样也是非有讲究错记，就是如果说你当时那个计算时间穿越错误，然后因为因为计算时间错误，所以说你提前在一个月以前就开始去修语义的话，那这也犯计算宪法级别。
So somebody has to read what the no offenses.
No offenses. In the Vinayavedika.
Eh, Vinayavedika.
然后你可以念一下，就是这里有哪些是不犯的，就是从这预算软件上哪些是不犯的。热寂盛一月以下。
热寂盛一月以下，有过饷者恶作；于热寂盛半月以下，有余饷者恶作；于热寂前半月以下，有以下饷者不犯也：于热寂前一月求雨季衣；于热寂盛半月而作，而着用；于热寂盛一月以下求雨季衣；热寂盛半月以下作而着用；以所求之雨季衣度过雨季，着用雨季衣过雨季，可喜收藏者，有理由时可用；衣被夺者，失衣者，有意外事故时，痴狂者，最初之犯行者不犯也。
Okay, now, because the time is almost over, tomorrow we can read the Kanga Vidyarani, no? Regarding this rule, you can tell him to read it before. Therefore, if there are any questions, you can ask also for tomorrow, because it's not a complicated rule. Now this Vasika Satika is not so common. Rope which monks have, it's not a must which monks should have. Therefore, we can read tomorrow Kanga Vidyarani and finish with this rule, no?
他说这个鱼这个物品呢，现在来说对比克来说不是必需的物品，然后也不是很常见，然后这二界本身也不是很复杂，所以大家可能因为今天时间不够了，所以大家可以把那个就跟这二界疑惑读脱里边解释看一下，如果大家明天有什么问题的话，可以一起来问。
No, if you have any questions about, you can ask about what you've explained now.
然后关我建议严谨解释那个解释东西，大家有什么疑问可以问一下。
那再问一个橄榄脚槟榔的话，那个槟榔是也是算是那个中心的，然后。
你说那个槟榔那个果子是吗？还是槟榔？
我不知道那个怎么叫。是叫叶子还是叫果实？
So he's asking that now some monks are used to chewing this betel nut, areca nut. So he's asking that is that considered some kind of a yavasika or not?
This monk they're cutting is their life. So then it's life for them. Real life, because they get addicted to that. So yes, it is lifelong medicine and lifelong sickness also. Because it can cause addiction.
他说这个槟榔本身，它是可以看到终身药的，但是他说这个对于那些那个习惯嚼槟榔的一些抵触的，他们这个东西已经算是生命了，所以说这个东西对他们来说就是已经上瘾了，就是不是终身药，而是终身病。
So then, now usually, you have in Ayurvedic books, it's called Besatya Manjusha, famous Ayurvedic book.So, which explains about the betel leaf. Betel leaf, this green leaf, that it has 10 good qualities, healing qualities. It praises it. So, but it never speaks about araconut, the nut itself. The nut comes from a different tree. It is palmyra tree. In Ayurvedic book, do not find any information about Arekunath that has any additional properties.
然后这边说的话，如果你查这本书里边描述，然后他们他说那个就是那个有药用作用的一种树叶，就是西南还是经常吃那种很大那个绿色那个叶子，然后他说那个叶子是那个是药物作用，但是这个果实它是没有，就是槟榔果在埃菲特里边并没有提及它有什么药用价值。
So then it's Arekunath is actually who has addictive properties. It's not the leaf. The leaf itself can help for digestion, it is good for the gums, because astringent. So then it doesn't give any addiction like that. It is real medicinal properties. But it's Arekunath which has addictive properties which one can become addicted.
他这种槟榔果会让人上瘾，但是他刚说那种叶子，不但不会让人上瘾，而且还有那个有助于消化作用。所以，对。
Therefore, no, once one gets into habit on that, one does not have it, then one feels nervous, you can't stay and so forth, can't concentrate. If one doesn't have it, it is like very difficult. If he gets very late to get it, very difficult, one gets irritated. So therefore, now these are the symptoms of addiction. Without it, you feel uncomfortable.
然后他说，如果你觉得槟榔果养成习惯的话，然后他就，但你一旦得不到槟榔果，你的精力就不能集中，然后你会觉得紧张，还有那个愤怒，然后所有这些都是那个。
Therefore, now monks who use it, they don't use to heal any medicine, any ailment for that, except to heal their own addiction.
所以说，就是说，如果这些比丘戒病的话，他并不是为了治病，只是为了治疗他们上瘾而已。
So these dukkha dhokas by doing it.
然后这样，如果他们这样做，就恶作。
So, and they put also tobacco also sometimes. And they put the others, of course, now other ingredients. It doesn't matter. Sometimes they put some aromatic seeds like that to make it more tasty. These are irrelevant, but the thing is that Arekunath itself, the nut itself, is addictive, doesn't serve any purpose for healing. And also the tobacco is the same. Both are addictive. It contains nicotine. Therefore, now monks fall into dukkha offense by using that.
然后有时候他们嚼这些槟榔的时候，他可能和那个烟草或者其他一些芳香植物种子，然后和那个就放在一起嚼。但是不管怎么说，他们使用这个槟榔果的这个目的并不是一些治疗。
So now, yeah, now yeah, it is prohibited. And formerly it was more strict. If Arananda would cut somebody who chews betel, means Arekunath, and he would advise him to stop, and he does not stop, he would tell him to leave the monastery.
然后这个槟榔果这个东西在以前在龙门也是禁止，然后以前禁止的更严，就是以前圣严长老如果看人那个就嚼槟榔果的话，就是告诉人立刻停止，要是他不听的话，就不记得去处。
In other monasteries, wherever you go and so forth, you can find monks chewing like that, like buffaloes. All the time too.
然后他说，对，现在你可以发现一些比如说就是。 一些就是，所以就是一些事都不听，嚼槟榔果像水牛一样。
Spitting all the time.
还不听吐痰。
You find spittoons. The spittoons are red spittoons. Because they mix it with lime. No? Uh-huh. Once they mix it with lime, there is some chemical reaction and the whole mouth becomes red. That is very common for monks how to kill time. Because they have nothing else to do, no? Especially in the temples. They don't study books, they just to make for rituals. They wait the time till the Buddha Puja starts, and or Bodhi Puja starts. And how to kill time, that is the only way. It's like Thai and Burmese monk, they smoke. It's common in Thailand to see monks smoking.
那个什么，他刚，他就我刚说那个树叶，就我刚说那个树叶，那个就是那个死灰啊什么东西。对，那个就是我刚说树叶，那个是不会上瘾的。他刚说那个不会上瘾，那个也是如法的。那个是如法，那个是不会上瘾的树叶。那好像是也有促，也有药用作用，是。有药用作用，它可以做促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促促
or also some kind of stimulant. Is that true?
Beliefs, you don't get any effects.
This stimulant, not
stimulant. Because it helps digestion.
Uh-huh.
Like you see, if you, these glands actually produce saliva,
uh-huh.
these glands also get stimulated,
uh-huh.
and there are more food juices come in the stomach.
Uh-huh.
The stomach gets stimulated, and then because it is better digestion, you feel more energy.
Uh-huh.
This is why it is not a stimulant like that, which affects directly the heart.
Uh-huh.
Now, stimulants affect the heart, they don't affect the stomach itself.
Uh-huh. 它这个东西不是那种直接作用你的心脏那种兴奋剂，而它只是通过促进你的消化，然后使你这些功能更能量而已，所以不是那种标准兴奋剂。反正以前我病了，也很喜欢咬的。But
it is not very pleasant because you have to chew it, and sometimes the whole mouth sticks.
Yes.
So then, but one a day is okay. They will tell our teacher used to tell one a day after the main meal. Take it's okay. But not the nut itself. Actually, this leaf is praised as divine medicine is good. In the Ayurvedic world is called divine medicine is good.
他说在有些阿育吠陀说里边不这个药称赞为天药。
This does not cause any cancer, nothing.
Uh-huh.
Now, people who get mouth cancer,
uh-huh.
they use betel leaf, araconut, and lime. Lime is also very strong
uh-huh.
to get the gum problems,
uh-huh.
and then get mouth cancer.
这个药是他说然后他并不是那个病了，他柠檬，这个苏叶哪里有的？啊？是往放的，是那种吐光或者这里有没有？供佛那个地方，有，就是那个山下那个地方，供佛他们天天供这个东西。
就是那个一片树叶上面摆的，对，就是那片树叶就是。
对对，那片树叶就可以，他们供佛的茶座里也有的。你得问本地人，他们那他们从哪儿拿那个树叶，我也不知道从哪儿拿，但是他们有。对，
那我试试看。这个。
So if this betel leaf, if one wants only to chew it, and spit it out, wash the mouth, does not need to offer it. Get it off it.
然后，如果是这种叶子，如果是你只是嚼一嚼，然后把它吐出来的话，那是不叫瘦。
它不当是叶子，它里面还裹着很多东西，像石灰啊什么东西没有。
啊？
它好像这个叶子里面还有些东西插上去的。
对对对对，是他们当时和你粉红的一起教。嗯。
So now there is one monk here. I don't know how to tell the name. So whom the doctor told him to get this araconut, betel leaf araconut, and so forth, everything, the whole bundle. So because he got a lightning stroke. He has been hit by lightning. And he got convulsions. So, and then the doctor prescribed him to get this araconut. And by that he feels comfortable. So then, that's why when Arananda allowed him to take, he is the one who consumes a lot of that. But whether the doctor told him to consume so much, I don't know. So he has a whole bag carrying with him all the time. The bag must be all the time full, supplied. If he gets short, finish. He doesn't feel easy, he has to run up and down to find it because he's already addicted.
但是这个比库吃药是因为他也上瘾，就是他现在有天天拿着一个大包，然后里边装着这些东西，然后尽量吃，然后如果没有的话，他也是到处乱跑，找这东西吃。
So if the doctor prescribes it, you can take it. But other monks they don't take because the doctor prescribes it. So they take it because of I don't know, I forgot reasons and what. They will give different reasons. Everybody will give his reasons. Sometimes they misinterpret that this is called divine medicine, they say. It's called, Araconut is divine medicine, which is misinterpretation. It's the leaf itself which is divine medicine. It's not Araconut.
然后他当然就是医生如果开个处方让你吃这种东西啊，这是可以，但是有些比库他吃那个槟榔果，他不是吃那个医术里边是把那个叶子当成天药，但不是那个槟榔果。现在有些比库那个槟榔果当成天药，然后不停的吃，这就是一种错误的理解，错误的诠释。
Oh, it's long become a big problem because many people get hospitalized. Because of abusing this araconut. And there are doctors who make a campaign all over Sri Lanka and to educate people to stop taking this. Because people get cancer by chewing this.
所以现在斯里兰卡很多医生也在全国范围内搞这种宣传计划，就是让大家那个停止滥用这个槟榔果，因为好多人就是因为吃这个槟榔果得了癌症。
It is because of abuse. Now, if you take one a day, it's not a problem.
当然这他们俩情况是只是他们滥用这种槟榔果。如果你只是一天只是吃一个的话，可能还不是有什么问题。
But this is a problem. If you start with one, and after 1-3 weeks, you want to take a little bit more, and ultimately you get addicted.
但是即使一天吃一个的话，你可能过两三星期以后，你就开始想要更多了，然后到最后终于上瘾了。
Some people actually they can't go to sleep without chewing. They have to while before going to bed, they have to even take something to chew. And they sleep the whole mouthful full of this araconut. And they get up and then only they spit it out.
然后他说现在有人觉得槟榔果就是他就是睡觉一旦不觉得槟榔果就睡不着，然后他能睡觉时候含着一槟榔果睡，然后睡醒的时候再把槟榔果吃。
So some they lose the teeth. The teeth is because it gets it's too strong. They lose the teeth. And then what option is there?Because they can't stop it, they have to take and grind it. Grind the whole thing to make it soft. They put in the mouth and still chew it. They can't stop it. Even if they lose their teeth, they can't stop it.
他是他有些那个经常去嚼这个槟榔，觉得自己牙都掉了，然后他那个对，但是牙掉了以后呢，他还是用东西把这个东西给，把这个槟榔给弄软，然后呢就是他已经掉自己都没有牙了，然后他还是不停的去嚼这个槟榔，把那个弄软，这不然再放水就行。给，别给我弄，大家要注意啊。
Sabe,
Passt du Schien, Schien, Tische.